Good morning. We are here. It is Tuesday, January the 6th, 2015. A day after full moon in Cancer, sun in Capricorn. Let us begin. As you enter 2015, just think for a moment. 2015, just roll it around a little bit out there in your collective unconscious. It symbolizes a step into a future. The idea that you are moving into some grand expression of 3D existence. And in the past, there have been the idea of being in this particular time was so far in the future, in the movies like Back to the Future and things of this sort, and others. 2015 would have been considered way in the future. 2016, 2017, these are dates that were so far in the future that the science fiction writers could easily write about them. And now you are here. And it is very clear to some that those science fiction writers were correct. You have much of the technology, of the understanding, the expansiveness that that future held. And yet there are some things that seem to be intractable. You cannot get rid of them. Wars, poverty, this sort of thing. We will tell you that 2015 is a very pivotal time. Why do we say that? Because you are in a time frame now where the veils, the solidness of reality has really started to drop off. Really started to drop off in such a way that everyone is beginning to feel their connection to the non-physical. Now, our vehicle works with the non-physical a lot, with us and also with other guidances. And one of his guides is a giant named Cassius. And Cassius was communicating with our vehicle the other day and brought up the idea of a pen, because our vehicle was auto-writing at the time. And Cassius was talking about how the tip of the pen is where the writing and the paper meet, where the ink and the writing and the ball all at the tip of the pen come together. And the writing is done there. But would you say that the ball at the tip of the pen is the intelligence, is the smart, is where the writing is coming from? No. It is the person holding the pen, the person writing with the pen. And in a way, your physical existence is like the tip of that pen in physical reality. And there is a hand, we would say your higher self, that is holding the pen and writing with it. And by connecting more with that, how many of you have written with a broken pencil? And it's very difficult to write well with the tip of the pencil cracked and sort of falling off or something. Understand? It makes it difficult. See yourself as someone sharpening that pen. Pencil. See yourself using this particular year, 2015, to sharpen that pencil so that the higher self can write with you with the best clarity. Make that connection. See yourself making that connection with your higher self, because it is A, easier, and B, will give you the passion that can propel you forward. There are many who have felt that there is nothing beyond 3D. And it is hard for them to project themselves very far into a reality, because they are very shallow, for want of a better term. We see you now digging deeper into who you are. Use this year to really plumb the depths of who you really are, not just the you that looks back in the mirror. There's another you that is far deeper. What is it they say about the eyes, the windows to the soul? Look into your eyes in the mirror and imagine the connection going back, like as if you're looking at the ball of a pen. And imagine that connection going up through all the layers of existence to the consciousness that holds the pen. Because that connection is going to bring into this reality a wisdom, a knowing that is critical to existence and will help bring the golden age that we are talking about landing solidly into this existence, into this reality. So see that. See yourself anchoring in your higher self, giving your higher self that firm hand on the pen that is you. Now, we're not saying that you're giving yourself over to something that will control you. It isn't that kind of a thing. You're not being possessed by something or whatever. This is the you that has always been there. This is the bigger you. This is the you that is more authentic. This is the you that is more expanded. And so see yourself anchoring the expanded you. We'll have more to say about that in our next reading. You are going to see wonderful things occur this year. But they will not happen because of something in 3D. They are going to happen because of something beyond 3D. The non-physical is going to start to really expand into the physical. And so, see that as a potential going forward. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.